comedian Adam Ferrara in studio and his buddy Joe Curry. They're both on stage tonight and tomorrow at Comics Mohegan Sun. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Talking about wearing a Yankee cap to a Dodger stadium.
Enemy
game.
Colors.
Yeah, enemy colors.
See, my thought is the fact that there are so many people who spend a lot of money for tickets to go see it. Plus, also, you got there's like more celebrities in the audience for this game.
I'm not sitting anywhere near them.
But I'm just saying.
I'm one row away from being in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm actually in row JJ.
Right.
And if you look it up, there's cinder blocks behind me.
Right.
So the upside is no one's going to dump beer on me from behind me.
Exactly. Right. You also won't have people like constantly like having to get up as they go past you.
Yeah, no one's going to be walking near me because you need like a ladder to get to my seat.
You'll have a nice relaxing time.
I think AJ brings up a good point there about the ticket prices.
The money.
People spent a lot. No one wants to get kicked out of this game.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. They'll be rational. I'm sorry.
I didn't think of
that.
Glad you agree with me.
I love that he's here because every time I start teetering on, maybe I'll wear it, Adam will say something, and I'm like, he's absolutely right.
The dose of reality,
A dose of reality.
But it's even like when you get a ticket for a sold-out event, it's like, if you like baseball and I-beams, this seat is for you. It's tough to get a seat, you know?
Yeah.
I love those people who don't even care. They have a swagger about them. Like, they could put that cap on and walk in. Like, they could be alone, and like, six guys won't mess with them because you just know, like, this guy does not give an F through his whole life.
Right.
I'm not that person. I'm going to walk in there, and you're going to see on my face that I feel naked. I feel like I'm provoking everyone. It's going to be on my face.
Know thyself.
I know myself.
So then why are we having this conversation?
Good point.
Just go home, wife's hat, watch the game.
I smell fear.
That's what I should do. Right outside of Dodger Stadium, vomit in a Dodger's cap.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just say it brings good luck.
What do we have here? Encouragement? Do we have any stories?
Yes.
Has anyone got into a fight?
I believe Shane on 3 had a story.
Here's the thing I know. Do not go to a Rangers-Islanders game.
No,
hockey's a completely different animal.
I grew up on Long Island. You don't do that.
No. Bloodbath.
No.
Bloodbath.
It's like Klingons for Captain Kirk. Yep. It's not going to happen.
Yep. Right. I remember when we were doing radio on Long Island, I would see a friend of ours, and he would have a black eye, and I was like, what happened? Oh, Rangers-Islanders game. Yeah. It was like, this is what happens at the game.
Yeah.
Were you on the ice?
Right.
You come back from the city and from a Rangers-Islanders game. And that train, it's like the train ride to Dodge City. It's awful. There's fights, there's vomit, there's all sorts of things going on that train coming home.
Shane in Oxford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I'm a Yankees fan, and I went to Fenway, and I had a red Yankees cap and a red Yankees shirt. Everybody got a kick out of it, but about four rows ahead of me, there was this girl wearing a Yankees hat, and a Red Sox fan was next to her, a guy. And they got into an argument. The guy grabbed her by the hair and threw her three seats over right into the stairs.
Mm. Oh, man.
Why are you laughing?
I have no hair, so I'm not getting grabbed by the hair.
I just never understood the rationale behind that. We're going to watch millionaires do what they love, and we're going to fight over it.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't love the game that much where I hate the opposing team's fans.
Yeah.
It's annoying if the team's winning and they're all high-fiving. I'm like, this sucks. Yeah. But I don't hate them. I understand, I understand what's happening. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Well, with the exception of Philly. I hate Philly.
People. Do we all agree those are the worst fans on the planet?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The only question is, which sports team has the worst Philly fans?
All right, I'm pitching the Eagles.
I think it's the Eagles.
Snowballs at Santa Claus.
I think Eagles fans are the most unruly.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wasn't it a baseball game where some guy, or was it an old lady
Phillies.
Who vomited on a kid?
No, it was a guy.
No, that was the ferry.
It was an off-duty cop and his young daughter.
It was the Block Island ferry.
Really rocking, yeah.
What happened, Phil?
Yeah, it was a Phillies fan And he vomited intentionally on an off-duty cop and his young daughter at the game.
The young daughter.
Right.
That's what stood out to me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, that's... That's just
that's
like,
so wrong.
Now, do you get a certificate from the Phillies? Like, here, you're a true fan.
They have a jail.
I was just going to say that. They actually have a jail.
Yeah.
The stadium. They have a stadium jail. You up in.
It was costing them too much to transport people from the stadium.
Yeah. We have too many. Where are we going to hold them? Yep. We need a holding area.
Yes, they do.
What do you want from me? I got no more buses. All right, we'll build something in the basement.
Cindy, Long Island.
Hi again. Hey. Chaz. Just listen to your wife, wear the damn hat, and go enjoy the game with your son.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fine.
Well, I do want to enjoy the game with my son. That's why I'm debating on the cap.
Yeah, listen to your wife. Oh, you're being set up. You can't see this?
I do feel that way.
No, like, no,
you know, these
okay.
women
this
are
is your
together.
Wife. She's disguising her voice.
So then give your wife the ticket and let her go with young Chad, and they'll both be wearing the caps, and you can watch it from
no,
home.
No, she'll be fine, because... Women don't get beat up at games.
No.
Except for that
well,
one
I've
who was thrown. That was a rare occasion.
Except for the several stories we've heard today to the contrary. It doesn't happen.
Rare occasion.
Right.
I think you're going to be fine. Wear the damn cap. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Mets fan. But if I was going, I'd wear the damn Yankee cap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you sound tough.
All right.
I don't want to fight
well,
with people.
Well, I'm not really. I'm just a little person.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
All right. Have a great time at the game.
Thank you. Well, no one's going to fight with you, Adam, because you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
Do you get more
yeah,
recognized?
That's true. What are you
really?
Well, you if I'm wearing a Yankee hat at Dodger Stadium, I don't give it. Who's that, Ralph Macchio? Throw the beer on his head.
Do you get more recognized from Rescue Me, Nurse Jackie, or
depends where I am.
Top Gear?
Top Gear's a lot, but it depends where I am. Like, naturally, when we would travel together through the airports, the three of us would get.
Oh, right.
That was... But it depends where I am and what I'm doing. I still get to, Top Gear's pretty much Top Gear and Rescue Me.
Yeah.
I tell you, the funny thing with Top Gear is we've been best friends, close friends, for 30 years before we even started doing comedy. And I'll be
riding with
him. Yeah. I'll be riding with him. And I'm like, holy smokes, I'm with one of the guys on Top Gear. But he'll always bring it up. You got to go faster. In episode 37, we get episode 37.
I was like, pick it up. Let's pick it up because I forgot.
Yeah.
Because he drives like he's looking for an address. Yeah. I was like, let's pick this thing up.
So he tells me, he goes, I have to do the radio. You want to go? Of course, I do radio as well. And I go, I'll do it. He goes, well, I could borrow your car. I go, no, you're not borrowing my car. I don't want it to come back like in episode 19 when you put a towel on the back like you did with Cloris Leachman. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Right. I'll drive.
It comes back looking, you know, like it went through a smash-up derby.
Yep.
All right, AJ's live from the bathroom again. How's it going?
I'm in a satellite studio.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a couple calls. Cooper. Cooper!
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
You know, I was worried, but you brought up hockey, so I'm not terribly off topic. I've been jeered wearing a Hurricanes or Whalers jersey on Broad Street in Boston, outside the Garden. But worst of all, I've been almost jumped by Capitals fans in PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow, Capitals fans.
I can't stand Capitals fans. And granted, I deserve
punches.
I was banging on Ovechkin's box when he got penalized, but
that'll do it. Yeah. That's their guy.
Kind of dirty.
But I had to mock him. I was close to the ice.
You had to.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. And I was outnumbered by away fans in the arena. It was back before the Canes were doing well. But I'd say wear the cap. You know, it's California.
Of course you would say that. You taunt people.
that's fair.
Right.
Maybe don't take my advice.
Yeah, I think I do the opposite. If I want to have fun, I do the opposite of what Cooper says.
Yeah, that's solid.
All right, good. It's right. Decided. Thank you, Cooper.
I guess it's decided.
I think that's the last
gentlemen.
Call we need on this subject. Don't you? Unless, if you got into a fight at a game,
yeah,
that's... Call it. I mean, a real fight. If you're arrested, we give you extra points.
Oh.
203-882-9757. Adam Ferrara, Joe Curry in studio. They're at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up. AJ's in the bathroom right now.
Again?
Satellite office.
You're in the satellite office.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
You know, you could just go home and feel better.
Well, go to the game.
Maybe I will, but I'm going to have to finish a break here.
Yeah, you can't go home now.
Right.
That'd be weird.
Kind of busy at the moment.
Yeah. Predisposed.
All right. Phil is telling me to pick up line two. Here we go. Ed in East Haven.
Hey, Chaz. How are we doing?
Good. You
AJ,
got the whole
feel better.
Yeah, AJ's on the toilet.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well.
Adam and Joe are in studio.
Thank you.
So, early 2000s, when the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry was at the peak and everybody hated each other.
Yeah.
I go to Yankee Stadium for the ALCS game and get bleacher seats, and I'm wearing my Nomar Garciaparra jersey. Yeah, real smart. Kept my mouth shut the whole game, minding my own business. The Red Sox win. We're leaving the stadium, and I have two New York City police officers come up to me and tell me to put the girl's jersey on that I was with, who happened to be a Jeter jersey, over my Red Sox jersey because they cannot guarantee my protection leaving the stadium.
Dad.
Yeah.
I'm following that advice.
Yeah.
I reluctantly, unfortunately, had to put the Jeter jersey on for my safety.
Yeah.
I've left enough Whaler Bruin playoff games and stuff back in the day to see enough fights, and you keep your mouth shut when you're in hostile territory. Most fans will respect you if you know the game. Just don't call out players. Don't be a jerk.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Good luck, yeah. Chaz.
Just wear the damn hat.
Did you? Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to a game. It's like, good luck.
But did you hear? Yeah. Did you hear the quiver in his voice, like you're going into battle?
Right.
Wear your hat.
It's like I'm getting on the plane and going off to fight overseas.
Exactly. Godspeed, like, right. Sir.
Billy, keep your head low.
If Judge hits a two-run shot late in the ninth inning, are you not going to cheer because you're in L.A.? No, wear your damn hat and be proud.
It's like walking through a neighborhood at night. I'm going to look around. I'm going to check my surroundings. If I'm in a bad place, I am not cheering.
No.
I'm going to clap inside.
If you want to wear toilet paper, wear toilet paper. That's on you.
All right, Ed. Thank you, brother.
Enjoy the game.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Ruth?
Really, toilet paper,
okay.
Really?
I had a thought. What if you bring the cap with you, walk through, get to your seats, and then put it on?
You're right.
I don't know. I think I either bring it and wear it the whole time or don't bring it and don't wear it at all.
Yes, those are the only two options.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What, you're going to have this hat on. You're going to be worried the entire time. If you don't wear the hat on, you can stay and enjoy the game. Mm. You know who and what you are.
Yeah.
But so do the... If you go wearing nothing, they know who you're representing.
Very true.
You might as well just wear the hat. You know, I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think they know. I mean,
they know. If you're not jumping up and down when Shohei does something, they know.
Yeah, you're right. Because I spent all this money. Let me pay attention to that guy rather than the game.
Okay,
yeah.
You just said the same thing. If he's switching the hat on and off, they'll notice.
Hmm.
You just said that.
Don't give him a reason.
Jesus. It's a hat.
It's a hat, yeah. It's a hat.
I have no idea why
I was beaten to death.
If you're not mushing it in the opposing fan's face when something happens good for the Yankees, you're fine.
Yeah, you're right.
You can get up, you can clap. You can't turn around and be like, that's right, that's right, Yankees rule.
Yeah.
That's when you get punched in the face.
What team plays at Logic Stadium that you go to watch?
Logic Stadium. I'd love that. I'd love to see an episode from Logic Stadium.
Well, if you do get hassled, you know, you take your hat off, you throw up in it and go, here, take it.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
You have experience. I mean,
I could do it.
How about that?
I'll put on a life jacket again.
What about walking into the men's room?
What about it?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to wear my cap in there, and like maybe there's a guy who just got out of prison who's a Dodgers fan. It's like, You know what? I miss prison
food. You know what? I just see so much upside to wearing the hat. I don't know why we're having this.
I've never thought this hard about going to a sporting event in my life.
You're inventing a backstory about every single person at this game.
I love the scenario you just painted. I just got out. I'm on parole. And I got World Series tickets.
And I miss prison food.
I don't experience much talking in men's rooms. You go in, you do your business, you leave. It's fine.
Yeah, but if there's a group of people and they're selling drugs and I walk in my Yankee cap, they're like, hey, he's probably a
selling
narc.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, my God.
Adam Ferrara, Joe Curry in studio. They are at Mohegan Sun Comics tonight, tomorrow. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Adam's from New York.
Yes.
Lives in L.A.
Well, I still got my little place in the city.
You still got his place in the city.
Yeah.
But how about them Yankees in the World Series? And we're discussing being hassled at the home game and you're the visitor.
Oh, I thought you meant being hassled during the commercial. I was trying to do my best.
Oh. Yeah. I just walked into the men's room and I heard music coming from a stall. And I was like, AJ, is that you? He's like, yep. Okay.
So what, he's on speakerphone in there?
He was listening to the commercial break.
On speaker?
On speaker.
Wearing a Yankee hat.
Wow.
So we're talking about being hassled at a concert or a game, a stadium
event.
Stadium event, arena event, 203-882-9757. I was once at an AC/DC concert with my friend, and he was hit in the back of the head with a lug nut.
Really?
Yeah.
Who throws auto parts at a concert?
Who throws auto parts at a concert? Who leaving a concert, to go to the concert? Let's see, I got my weed. Mm. I got my tickets. What am I missing? Lug nuts.
That's what I need. I get hungry.
Right. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
But you remember concerts back in the day? Lug nuts are an improvement. Remember when they used to throw M80s at concerts? And you're sitting there and they're exploding over your head? That was insane.
I've heard them go off.
Yeah.
Never near me, thank God. But I've been in.
Yeah. I have too. It was scary. Thank God.
I'll never go see Air Supply again.
That's the show promo, I think. Yeah.
I got to tell you, imagine getting hit with a lug nut at Air Supply. Now, there's a story.
But no one would ever tell it.
And no one would believe it.
Yeah. Why were you at the Air Supply concert?
What stadium were you at?
Hartford Civic Center.
Hartford Civic Center, right. AC/DC.
Yeah.
What song was playing?
That's a great question.
It was before the show started.
Oh.
Oh, that's wild.
It was in between, and I don't remember who the opener was, but it was in between the opener and AC/DC.
Was it Tool?
Was it the Cars?
That would make more sense. Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
So, we're talking at least 8-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. The year the Jets and the Giants rebuilt their stadium, the year before, you weren't allowed to tailgate. So they would pay for parking outside the arena, and they would shuttle you in. But they couldn't stop you from tailgating. So everyone's coming in drunk. They're all getting shuttled in. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan. My brother's a diehard Jets fan.
Oh, that shuttle became very dangerous all of a sudden.
Yeah. So we're walking in, and then all of a sudden, I get somebody jumping on my back. And I'm like, what is this? And he's trying to put me in a chokehold. So my instinct is to grab his shoulders and just flip him right over.
This is before the game?
On the sidewalk.
Or is this the...
This is walking into the stadium.
Oh, man.
So I flip him over my shoulders. He lands. He's in a Jets hoodie, and he's already covered in blood. His nose is bleeding, and it ain't for me. So I'm like, okay. He's just fighting random people. So he looks up at me. He looks at my brother. He goes, you really not going to help me, dude? He's wearing a Dolphins jersey. And my brother goes, no, he's my brother, idiot. And then kicks him right in the ribs, and we just wrap him up.
That's awesome.
You're not going to. He just looked at a random guy.
You're not going to help me.
You're not going to help me.
Mike, we're all in this together. That's why he's running around the people. He feels like he's got a gang of
I just
backup.
Assaulted you, and you're not going to help me out?
We're gang green. Gang. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So have you made a decision?
Oh, I'm not wearing a cap.
All right.
Mm.
It, no matter what, you're going to get heckled. I get mustard. You know, you're going to get popcorn thrown at you, mustard packets thrown at you. But, I mean, are you not going to wear anything? Or are you going to just Chaz and AJ had it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah. I feel like I'm going to regret it if I don't and regret it if I do.
What's the upside of wearing it? We'll be back after this break.
Being a man... doing it,
I'm sorry, not wussing out. Yeah,
you know
that it's my fault. I thought you know taking care of your family.
You can always do what.
No, wearing a hat. Oh, that's I'll show you.
That's right.
I'm all man. I'm wearing a hat.
Yes.
Can't you see?
Right. Look, you're not wearing a construction hat. It's a small hat. Put it in your back pocket. Sit down.
I think that's worse.
If the coast, see if the coast is clear, and then put it on. If
stop the coast it. Ain't clear. The coast ain't clear.
Well, you know, I just make a judgment call there.
The only thing I have going for me is I have horrible seats. Yeah, like way in the back.
I got an email from someone, and they said if Chaz is already at the end of the stadium where there's no one behind him, just have him wear the hat backwards. No one will know.
No harm, no foul.
That's great.
There you go.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, thank you, Josh. Adam, have you ever been
assaulted with a lug nut?
Assaulted at a concert, at an event?
Any
hassles?
I will tell you this. I saw Billy Joel in L.A., and I was with my girlfriend, so we're leaving. I'm trying to get through the crowd, so I'm holding her hand, and her hand is behind me. And all of a sudden, I lose the grip of her hand, and then a hand comes back, and it's this big man hand.
Uh-oh.
And I turn around, and it was Jeff Garland. He was just messing with me. He saw me a couple rows down. I didn't know he was there.
That's hysterical. So that dude.
Yeah, he's funny.
But oh,
no,
my
I don't
God,
think I've
so
ever
funny.
Been trying to think if I ever. No, I don't think I've ever been assaulted.
But you get recognized, right?
Yeah.
So odd place you've been recognized.
Hey!
He's
not funny. You know that?
Yeah, so you're being heckled a little bit. Yeah.
Nah, you know, pretty. It's nice when it happens. You're in trouble when it doesn't, but it's nice.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's every time it's usually great, you know?
Right.
You know, every once in a while, there's one lady, I was just on a plane, right? I'm in the airport, and this lady's looking at me before we get on a plane. She's looking at me, she goes, where do I know you? She's angry. Where do I know you from? I'm like, I don't know. Where you been? You know, I mean, they're mad at you because they can't place you.
Right.
You know, she's looking at me like, I either know him from TV or he's a relative. I'm not sure. So she couldn't put it together, but that was, she's yelling.
Have you been asked to sign weird stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Breasts.
And body parts.
Yeah. Right. Body parts a lot. I actually, people come in with car parts sometimes. I've signed a couple
that's
visors
cool.
from
I was with
cars.
Them. I would like that, though. I'd like a car part signed by Adam Ferrar, not a lug nut.
I think some guy came with a hood one day.
Yeah, a guy came
you
with
sign
a hood.
The hood?
Yeah, can you bring the hood?
The whole hood?
The whole hood.
That's commitment. Wow.
The whole hood.
That's commitment.
And he was a Dodger fan, and I did it anyway. Yeah. So we signed a fire truck. In Philly, the Philadelphia Fire Department got one of our trucks from Rescue Me. It was donated, and they used it as an active fire truck. They drove it to the Rescue Me. We were doing the Tower Theater, and me, Dennis, and Lenny Clark all signed it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
That's cool. You ever run into someone who's like, "Oh, you're a firefighter. Thanks for what you do."
I have a lot of FDNY hats. I got a bunch of them, you know, and I have shirts from every firehouse. Pretty much, I still have them all, so I wear them a lot. So yeah,
that's cool.
Thank you, because I said I'm just an actor.
Yeah.
I make sure I tell them, look, this is make believe.
Right.
Right. I'm not running to that burning building.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
I'll be standing outside.
Don't smoke in bed.
That's all I can tell you.
I ain't rescuing you.
Yeah, that's it, baby. You're on your own.
Adam Ferrara, Joe Curry in studio there at Mohegan Sun tonight.
I'll tell you one story. We were at the steakhouse you weren't there. We were at the steakhouse in Long Island once, right? And it's a Saturday night, 8 o'clock. and we're a bunch of friends.
Which steakhouse? Where was it?
It was in Westbury. I don't remember. Oh, okay. So it was in Westbury, Long Island, and my friend Phil was there, a couple other people. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, gave us a great table. The show was on the air, Rescue Me's on the air. And all of a sudden...
You're a rock star.
Yeah. Like, well, it was not. It was very nice to be with my friends. Yeah. So I see the maitre d' walk in with two guys in white fire, you know, fire inspectors.
Oh, they're like... the inspectors. They're like parade whites or whatever.
The fire inspector with a sweaty maitre d' walking in the back. We'll be able to fix anything. And I'm like... It's Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Somebody pissed somebody off. You don't do a fire inspection Saturday night.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I said, boys, don't get too comfortable. I got a bad feeling, you know. So all of a sudden, my friend Phil looks and goes, can't you talk to him? What? See, I've been thinking about this veal chop all day. Just can't you talk to him? I said, why? He goes, you know, you're the chief. I'm like, it's make-believe, you moron. I'm an actor, you idiot.
Yeah. You're in charge. Yeah,
never mind that clogged vent hood that could burn the venue down.
Yeah. It's here. Go do something.
Never mind. It's okay. Try the veal chop.
Lou in Seymour.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
So I'm a Red Sox fan. Start off by saying that. So my brother gets tickets to the Yankee Stadium, Yankees versus Red Sox. So, like you, a little hesitant to wear my stuff, but I wore it to the stadium. I had a jacket over it or a sweatshirt. So I'm with four Yankee fans. They're all wearing their stuff. I got my Red Sox under the jacket. Halfway through the game, Red Sox are winning. My brother catches a buzz, rips off my jacket, says, easy, Red Sox fan. Easy, Red Sox fan.
That's all you need.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I start getting razzed and whatnot. I get up to go to the bathroom. I get surrounded by like six guys, start pushing and shoving me. And they're just like, oh, you're rich, Chuck. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. But my brother and my buddies came up behind them. And, you know, they're like, hey, he's with us. Leave him alone. Whatever. And little pushing and shoving, but it all worked out. But it was funny.
You had backup.
People are... They don't like other teams.
What did I tell you about the men's room? Bad things happen there.
And your brother better back it up. He put you in that situation.
You didn't even make it in?
No. Ugh. I did afterwards, but at least it didn't happen in the men's room. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
Especially while you're standing there going, hey, whoa.
All right. That's
bad. All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. Bye.
All right. Chris in the tanker.
What's going on?
Hey.
No, I called last year because I was the one that got in trouble at Yankee Stadium for punching that dude by the train. And I'm a Rockies fan, so I always wear all my Rockies gear. I go to probably three games a year, always wearing my Rockies gear. And I'll always hear a little something from the Yankee fans. But, I mean, there's really not a whole lot they can say because the payroll is like $350 to the Rockies, $150.
$150? That's high. Actually, you're estimating high.
And they're actually lower on the payroll, but I always hear something. So last year I had a fan making fun of me, and I turned back, and this was on July 4th, and I go, you guys aren't even going to make the playoffs. And what happened to the Yankees last year? They didn't even make the playoffs.
We're talking about last year as they're going into game one of the World Series.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the game, we're going to the train, and this guy elbowed me once, and I told him, don't do that, dude. And he elbowed me again. I said, dude, don't do that. And he elbowed me a third time and said, F you. And I just took him, and I just rocked him. And by the time I was done, the water bottle that was in my hand was completely flat. And I just pushed him into the pot. I pushed him in the pile. I picked up my hat. And I walked away. Mm-hmm. And like I said, being a Rockies fan.
Wait, you pushed them where? Into the pile of what? Bodies of others?
Yeah, there was a. Because everyone was at the bottom of the pad trying to get to the train. And I just took him and I just pushed him to the pile of people. And I just turned around and walked away. And I went on the train. I sat down and everyone was just like, what just happened? I said, I had to just handle business.
See, that's what happens when an assault goes through.
Yeah. The business is enjoying yourself. That is, you're supposed to have fun.
Take that, you big budget son of a bitch.